The latest song from Canadian Juno-nominated artist Alan Froese has us thinking. Let's get the story behind the song Renew My Mind with Alan Froese. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing good. And your song, Alan, has got us thinking about thinking. Tell us how the theme of renewing your mind inspired this song.
Yeah, well, obviously, for me, the inspiration comes from scripture, as I love to write songs of worship. And I would say one of my life verses has been Romans 12, 1 and 2. And, talking about how, we offer our lives as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. And it mentions to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? The way we think can lead to how we feel or how we behave or how we act out, whether good or bad, right? So renewing our minds in the Word and having healthy ways of thinking can really cause transformation, in our lives, right? So that life scripture has been something that I reflect on frequently, but what sort of really sparked specific song too, and to just sort of dive in and write it. It was actually a Thursday night prayer meeting with my church, and the pastor was sharing that scripture as well, and he said, someone should write a song about this. So that was like something, to any creative,
yeah.
They hear that, it's like, yeah, you're on it.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a topic, we need to hear, because sometimes our thoughts just go all crazy, but we don't realize that we can control what we're thinking.
Right. Yeah, and I have thought through this a lot, and, obviously I can't say that I have 100% grasp on it at all, but yeah, the thoughts that we get, I think we might not be able to control what enters our mind, but we can control what we do with those thoughts, right?
Yeah.
And, do we receive that thought or do we reject that thought? And obviously what we put into our minds and what we're absorbing is going to impact the thoughts that pop into our minds as well. So I know personally, the more that I read the Word, the more that I try to practice healthy thinking, the more that I might, reflect on whether it's a passage of scripture or a message. I do find it, those kind of healthy thoughts start to really become more dominant. But again, we're all fallen. So we're going to have thoughts that are not good and some that are, but the more we get into that habit of, pouring over scriptures and absorbing that will help, obviously, us get to a better place. It's just, making that a lifestyle. And it's a lot easier said than done. Todd, one of the things that's interesting is, when this scripture was written, maybe the science behind it wasn't fully understood. But, neurologists, have discovered that actually new neurological pathways are created by the way that we think. And there are, even this conversation that we're having right now is actually helping to form neurological pathways. Things are happening in real time. And so the more we, obviously God created the brain, he's the ultimate scientist, right? The more we train our minds in the right way, we're actually creating new neurological pathways. And those pathways, if they're healthy, it's going to help us stay in a great place. But if we are, on the contrary, dwelling and focusing on things that are negative, that will also create a train that might be hard to get off of.
And songs like this really help us. It's Renew My Mind by Alan Froese, who's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Alan.
Hey, glad to do this, Todd. Really appreciate it. Thank you.